Let's see if I can't pull this off.
Okay, there's a complete silence. That's great.
Hey, man. I'm trying. This is a tight spot.
And I ask myself, what would a lazy programmer do?
A lazy programmer would just figure out how to get in this spot.
You remember that scene from Austin Powers where Austin Powers is trying to reverse the car for like 45 minutes?
Do you have a license? You have a driver's license?
No.
Are you parallel parking right now? Because you're close to succeeding.
No, I
did. Okay.
What in the world have you built, Clint?
I have built a Kinect-powered lounge chair.
A Kinect-powered lounge chair. Okay, so what do we have here? What are the parts and the components that make this magical
okay,
seat?
So what we have here is we have first the Kinect, and then we have a laptop here. And what the laptop does is it interprets the commands that would be in the air. I actually drove it in with an Xbox because that's a really tight fit. But from here, then it sends those commands down to the motor controllers that power all four wheels. And then we have these crazy wheels called omnidirectional wheels that lets me do the parallel parking.
Oh, are those kind of funky ones you see on like the newer forklifts?
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
Can you move it with your hand?
I just turned it off. Give me a second.
So the Kinect, the Kinect needs you to be kind of far back, right?
Yeah, we're kind of at that theoretical closeness limit right now. So give it a second to start up. So I'm going to go... powered on. So now I'm actually just using my hands versus the Xbox controller.
Wow. That is bananas. Can we get a shot of his screen there, Nick? Because that's just bananas.
So.
Holy mackerel.
Nick,
so it actually knows where your hands are.
Can we tilt that screen up?
Now, do you pee in a cup or do you just drive it to the bathroom?
What?
Well, I assume the goal here was to stay in your chair for the entire day, right? I mean, you got your Xbox controller, you got your Kinect.
Well, the goal here is not to stand up. I went for the German approach and didn't install cup holders.
Oh, well, that's a nice way to do it. So how did you write this? Is this written in .NET? Or
this
what?
Is all written in .NET, C#. The front end was WPF, written by the 352 Media Group helped do the Chrome.
We've got Link in here.
Yeah, Dan Fernandez helped actually do the Kinect part, and I wrote the hardware interface part. But we can do cool stuff like this, where, I mean, it's not a lounge chair unless we can recline.
Oh, my goodness. He's reclining.
So I have to say, probably one of the funniest parts when we were assembling this thing was he literally had to hack the chair, the electrical signal for the electrical recliner, and it was just this mass of cables. And if he just cuts the wrong one, like, he's, like, electrocuted.
Is it an AC-powered chair?
No, it's actually a DC. It actually takes, the motor itself is 24 volt, but the power supply that's supplied is 29. So when I was buying chairs, I was like, why are all these weird power levels? But looking at the actual motor, that's what we opted
for. I'm sure you had a lot of success talking to the furniture salesman when you wanted to know about the voltage of the chair.
It was kind of a pain. So
keep it up. Keep the app up.
So how hard was this to build? Could a normal person build this? Like you're using the Kinect SDK they announced this morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now if you wave like to your friend, is the thing going to like take off?
We don't have skeletal tracking in this app. Okay. What we're doing is we're in the bottom left corner here. What we're doing is we're analyzing depth data and the green data. I accidentally turned it on. Hold on. The depth data is the green, and that basically tells the motors how to move and what to do. So view it as we're having two mouse cursors basically on the screen.
Okay, so Lincoln, so you worked on the front end of this.
Yep.
So what did you have to do? Is this a WPF app, or has it got some magical Kinect thing?
Yeah, it's a WPF app, and the front end is pretty much just standard XAML. Did a lot of work in Blend. Really, the only thing that was a little unexpected was kind of working with the buttons, because you don't have a click. You don't have a lot of the typical mouse interactions. So similar to like touch interfaces, you have to worry about just like the position of where your hand is, and it's a lot more kind of analog, more organic, and just kind of like bit states. Yeah.
On the Kinect on the Xbox, if you want to grab something, you usually hold your hand over it, and then there's a timer that starts.
That's the animation.
Yeah.
If you actually look at the
recliner, we actually do have that animation. It actually is.
So is that
toggle.
Custom, Lincoln? Did you write that?
Yeah,
custom?
That's custom. So we made kind of like a Kinect button control that we could reuse, but it's kind of a custom piece.
And is this code that we can get?
Once the Kinect SDK is released, we will be releasing full source code for Project Jelly Bean, along with assembly instructions as well.
So for that button, for example, and I think your cursor's going a little crazy there. For that button, for example, what we do is we're getting new frames from the Kinect, and we basically have a timer. We tell that timer, like, once you hit 30 frames, which means take this item, which is the cursor. Check if I'm inside the button, if I'm moused over it. If it is, then it starts a storyboard. Is that fair to say? That does the animation. If I ever exit, I reset my counter. But otherwise, continue doing the animation. Once I hit a certain amount, I think it was like 30 or 45, whatever it happened to be, then we consider the button click. So it's like a tap and hold gesture that people are probably familiar with.
Okay.
But it's just using a very basic counter and checking whether one WPF element is inside of another one.
Ah, okay, the cursor that he's moved into that circle.
Yes, we basically do just a utility method like framework element, container, and item. So if this item is on top of this container and we get the X and Y, then basically increment the counter. So if these two things are on top of each other, then actually after a certain count.
Okay, so let me ask Lincoln and Clint a hard question, because I think this is the kind of questions that people are going to ask. These things are all fun and interesting, and wow, the Microsoft guys built this application, but you've got like depth data and color stuff. This looks intimidating. I think that I might say to myself that I'm totally going to run home and build a Kinect application, but realistically, I'm probably not smart enough.
So Dan today showed off how to do a really easy paint program using Kinect.
Dan can write this?
Exactly.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Jeez.
No. So I'll have no trouble. I think it was a total of like 10 lines of code.
Well, what do I get from the SDK? Like, I'm imagining that I'm going to have to go and write bitmap code to look for green hands.
I'll let Dan cover this.
Yeah, so the only thing we can talk about with the Kinect SDK from a disclosure perspective is just showing the basic stuff, getting a video frame and the depth frame or the IR frame, right? So these, imagine this. I'm a .NET developer. I create a Kinect object. And then I say frame ready event plus equals new event.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is when I tell the sensor to start, it's going to give me a bitmap image every time that event goes on.
All right.
So I can say, for example, in our demo, we did image1.source equals that new image.
Okay.
And because you're doing this so quickly, it effectively looks like a video stream.
Yeah, okay. so then it updates at 30 frames a second.
And you have three of them?
Pardon?
You have three or two?
So for this example, we have two going on here. One is the video frame that you see Clint's head at, and then in the bottom corner is the depth frame. And
the false color depth.
Yes, exactly. So you can actually color those yourself. What you do is you get a U-short array. And then U-short array basically it says every single pixel is at this distance. So the pixel at 0, 0, I'm going to give you the distance, how far away it is. So you can do things like assign different colors. For example, I assign the color green to things that are near. I assign the color red to things that are really far away.
So let me see if I can paraphrase so I understand it. So in the one instance, I'm getting an actual true video image, and I'm getting a bitmap from the Kinect that says, here's what Clint looks like, 640 by 480 bitmap or something. And then what I'm seeing is a false color image here. You're saying I get an array that's 640 by 480.
It's actually a flat one-dimensional array, but using a simple thing.
You can figure out exactly what the zero is. Think of it like a video game's bitmap.
Right, it's 640 times 480 long, and it's got numbers from 0 to 100, or what's the depth? Is it relative depth?
Yeah, so I think the numbers are like, I think it started picking up at 800. Well, don't hold us to the exact numbers.
Yeah, ballpark. I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, so it's within a range probably of like 800 to or like 4,000 or something. But those numbers and even some of the APIs may change.
Okay.
We're always looking for feedback.
So then he's just spinning through that and then drawing a pixel with a different color for each one of those numbers, and he's built that frame. So that frame, that false color frame there where his hands are green because they're close, his body's red because they're far, that didn't come from the Kinect. The numbers did, and then you created that picture.
So you can do either or. You can actually, we build one in for you, which is called the depth frame, which just gives you a picture, and it's a grayscale.
Okay.
So it's like based on the distance we set, you can imagine something, 255 is dark, right? Because that's
no,
full
that's
color,
white.
Or is that white?
That's
okay.
White.
So if you do, it basically does RGB of assigning 255, so it'd be very light, for example, depending on the distance.
Okay.
But the point is, if you have the U-short depth, you can make whatever colors you want. So it's like, hey, based on you know, that 1,800 to 4,000 exactly. Okay. So you can choose psychedelic coloring.
How do I know that there's a group that is all close by and then say, oh, that's a hand?
Yeah. So one is I'll show you my hack in a sec. But what'll happen is you'll be able to do skeletal tracking. So we did announce on the website. Can't go into the details and API stuff will change.
When do we get this?
But the idea, they said late spring is the official spring.
Is August late spring?
August is summer.
In Microsoft, August can be late spring.
So did we say fiscal late spring?
Yeah. So Christmas.
Exactly. But when you have skeletal tracking, then you know the positions of things like joints and hands on an X and Y basis. Mm-hmm. What we did, though, was basically took did a link query on that data and said, I'm going to filter out just the close points. And then based on that, I divide the screen in two. Right? So now we have everything that's close.
So where is there a chunk of where on the screen is there a chunk of close stuff?
So exactly. Now, using link again, I do a dot average of that. So if you have a bunch of points here and X and Y, if you take the average X and the average Y, guess what? You're in the midpoint of that hand.
Mm, okay, so then let me hear more from Lincoln, though. As the designer, how much are you thinking about this kind of stuff that Dan's talking about, and how much are you thinking about the framework elements on the screen, and what was your interaction?
Well, from the actual source of the video and the depth mapping, not too much, because it's just an image control. It's just something that they're updating from time to time.
Okay.
So really, you have to be cognizant of how big the image is going to be on the screen, just enough to where the user can kind of look at it and see what they're looking at. It's not too tiny or it's not kind of warped because it's at the wrong dimensions.
Okay.
But past that, it's kind of agnostic of where the data is coming from.
So you gave them the XAML of that, and then you hooked up the events. So you have kind of like three layers. You've got like your view model, and then the model that's coming in from the Kinect.
Right, where we're basically listening to events. One of the things we should talk about is we just had to decide on certain ways to position things. Like the classic example was Lincoln sent a first design that I think had some grids and some other stuff within it. What we wanted to do was make everything just be margin-based.
Okay.
We probably could have just set everything to canvas-based. But because we're calculating positions, you have to do offsets. So
that's way too complicated. What does that mean in English? Margin.
So we have a 0, 0. So imagine I want the power button. I need to know where that power button is and the dimensions of that power button.
So for Clint, he's got that to the right hand. There's a power button to the right there. Nick's going to get us a shot of that. So he's got the power button.
Yeah, and I need to know when that little right cursor is on top of that. So I know the current position of that thumbstick cursor, if you will.
Right.
But I also need to know the position. Like, for example, I think some of the stuff was in a stack panel, or where it would return values like, hey, I'm at 0, 0.
Okay.
It's clearly not at 0, 0. It's 0, 0 relative to its container. So it wasn't giving its actual position. So there was a bunch of stuff where I think we just needed to set, when you're working with designers and you're doing sort of just counting X and Y coordinates, that you're both using the same semantics.
What was the hardest part of this, Clint?
Defeating the RF produced by the motors.
Defeating the RF, so you had radio frequency interference because of the
motors. Because we only had 3 weeks to build this, I ran into the problem of I've decided to buy the biggest, meanest items I could to over-engineer, because if let's say the motors are too weak, how am I going to get order new motors?
Okay.
I got big giant motors that are very torquey.
Why don't you talk about the motors, because it's kind of crazy what you have underneath the hood there.
So I'm going to close.
How does that work? Can you flip this thing over or what?
No. So back at the Coding for Fun area, we do actually have, I did remove one of the chairs, so you can actually see underneath.
There's more than one of these.
Yes. You know, why only build one when you can build two for twice the price?
Half less than twice the price.
Whatever. Okay.
All right.
So we've got four very torquey wheelchair motors, actually, and then those are controlled via a Robotech motor controller that also has USB, but the problem that we were running into was the motor RF was then interfering with the USB, so then any time I would want to gun the motors or put the motors were stressed, so they had to put more power toward it,
it would interfere with the USB, disconnect from the computer.
Wow.
Instantly reconnect, but then it was in a weird state and just wouldn't
work.
So
how did you get around it? You just wrap it all in tinfoil?
Actually what I did was I went old school and used serial port. So then I went serial port, and the USB to serial adapters are up by the computer, so they're outside that interference range.
Wow, and was that an obvious thing to do, or did you just have, like, you just woke up one night and just, like, started up in your bed, it was serial.
It was one of our...
I am serial.
Well, it actually mounts as a serial port, the COM port, that
so
USB. Most, you'd be surprised, a lot of USB devices are actually serial port objects.
And I understand that you're going to do a Channel 9 video on the chair hardware, and that'll be up next week.
Yeah. Larry Larson is helping me do that.
Wow.
Bypassing that, then that meant all the actual issues would be up here, which is far easier to control than underneath with all these heavy motors and lots of electricity. Mm-hmm. It's a lot safer that way.
Speaking of safety,
yes.
Is there any like high voltage here? Is there any chance that you'll be thrown from the chair?
Thrown from the chair, no, probably not. But it does have 8 12-volt batteries that then are wired, so there's 4 24-volt batteries.
Uh-huh. So how far can you go? Like, if you just started going down the strip in this thing, how far could you get?
How many miles per gallon can you get with
this? How did you even get it up here?
I drove it. So I drove it across the convention
center. You
drove here from Seattle? Oh, no, we had a freight truck. But, so I've been running this on the same charge since we did the keynote.
Really? Can we get you outside at some point and running down the strip? At least when we're loading it onto the freight truck, because we've got... Because I want to know, is it geekier to be on a Segway?
This is way geekier.
Or in a giant Lazy Boy powered by Kinect?
I think this one's...
I think it really is a toss-up.
What? I think everybody's going to say Lazy Boy.
Really?
I think so.
I want to have a video of you going down the strip, just like apropos of nothing. Hey, how's it going? People are like handing you stuff.
I was actually doing that to the...
And then a Segway guy goes right past you. Even
be
better,
awesome.
If you could balance on a Segway on the end of this thing and then take them both down the street.
So, Clint, what's the total weight, too? Like, you were talking about...
It looks heavy.
We could actually attach some skateboards on it and have them, like, tow rope us, you know? Like,
yeah, so this was, like I said, was designed over-engineered. It's far stronger than it actually needs to be.
Okay.
Because we had a very short period of time.
Does that include the duct tape that you put there in the front?
Yes.
Can
so
we get a shot
okay.
Of
so
that?
Actually,
What's
here.
Here.
So the reason why there's duct tape is the Kinect was never designed to do this kind of environment.
I thought Microsoft designed the Kinect from the very start to do this kind of thing.
Exactly. So I had to make it less vibration prone, and that's actually what you're seeing here.
And is that electrical tape?
It's gaffer tape.
Gaffer tape. And why is it out? Why is it sticking out? Did you have to have the Kinect 6 inches farther out?
This is actually an off-the-shelf Kinect wall mount that we actually bolted in.
Okay.
It went through a couple different design revisions to where to properly mount the Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it ended up. So there were some design considerations that had to be made to get it to work and be in a decent position.
You know, I really don't know if I'm more disturbed that you built this, or that when I buy an office license, that the money is going to support this kind of nonsense.
How dare you?
How dare you, Clint? I think this is pretty freaking cool. So what happens when these are done? When you build a T-shirt shooter or a giant Lazy Boy, does this just go to your apartment and you use it to meet women, or what happens?
So as Dan has made fun of me in the keynote for being single, no, I don't think these really help the cause.
Well, there is a conference of very, very smart young people here that would love nothing more than a young man who could build a chair powered by Kinect.
The T-shirt cannons did a couple different conferences. I'm assuming these will also. At some point, it's the next project that has to move on. So it's like, when do you stop?
Cool. Well, we're going to have to look for that stuff coming up soon. Do you have any other, in the last 5 minutes or three, so do you have any other stuff you can give me?
Yeah, so I guess one question. How much, because I remember playing around with it. What do you have the engines at, like in terms of how much are you holding back? Because I don't think we've actually put this on full speed. Like,
okay.
How fast you think we can get it up?
You put
a
governor on this thing?
It's double governed.
Do you think it's
double secret?
Is it street legal?
There's nothing legal about this, actually.
I agree with Dan.
Yeah, how fast could you go? Segways go 12 miles an hour.
This would go about 5 miles an hour, and it's very scary.
Wait, so you think we can only get it up to 5 miles per hour with four motors?
Why is it
max
scary,
speed?
Dude? You're sitting down.
It's 500 pounds.
It's 500 pounds, man.
Which part is 500 pounds? It's aluminum. Is it the batteries?
Okay, here. I will now bet I'm the world's strongest nerd after building this. Yeah, you're more than welcome to sit in.
Ooh, can we get a camera? Camera.
First, camera. I will challenge you to try to lift it.
Hang on, I got to suck it in. Wait on.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Hey. Hey, everyone remember Scott's last demo, because this is going to hurt.
Oh, wow, look at these wheels. So you just have, like, aluminum in your house, and you just...
No, this is all off the shelf. The guys over at...
It is sturdy.
Yeah.
It is sturdy.
It is rock solid.
This is very comfortable.
I know.
It smells nice. Is that leather? Is that real leather?
It is, actually.
I love that.
And, like, all every design or decision for hardware was made for, like...
Connect forward.
The app's not running.
Connect. Computer.
So, like, whether we pick the old school lounge chair or an electrical lounge chair, it's actually cheaper for us to pick an electrical lounge chair, because then we can just tie it directly to the
remote. You know, the thing that I think the people who aren't watching, who are watching at home, don't realize is how good this smells.
I think it's me, but...
It's got this kind of Frank Sinatra-esque luxury to it. There's just a leather. Can we turn it on? Let me hurt myself with the thing.
Let's.
Does it only work? Is it calibrated only to your
other? Prefer you in a wide open environment.
Can we open it up and let Clint back it out and have Scott kill himself?
Does that work? I'm looking at you guys.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
I'm gonna go back it out.
Who wants to see Scott die? Yeah. It's Vegas. We're taking odds. So.
All right, does it go beep, beep, beep as you're going backwards? That would have been cool.
I actually thought about that.
You should add that.
I did think about that.
I could probably write that code.
It has the most annoying horn. I think it's a 1980 Honda from freesound.org.
All right, I want to see him back it up. I remember the time I crashed a Kinect a couple of mixes ago. I crashed a Segway a couple of mixes ago. I ran into an attendee.
Did you really?
I did, totally. I went like head over heels over the thing.
What would your lawyer say?
I ran away.
You did a hit and run with the
Segway.
Wait a second.
How are you? This is like Battleground or whatever, like that Atari game.
Well,
he can like turn.
He can parallel park.
Can you circle strafe?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Sweet.
So,
are we going
by the way,
help? I want to run this thing.
Can you turn the engines down when he does it?
Yeah, I will.
Wait a second. There's like a governor switch.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're not using it.
I'm not, because I actually know how to drive it.
Okay.
This may be the greatest thing that has ever happened to me.
This,
I'm going over there.
I can't. Everyone, cue your YouTube crash and fail.
Oh goodness!
Yeah, stay on target. No. So for those of you watching at home, you see Clint here, and
okay,
we have.
Okay, we're gonna try.
Is it gonna take off?
No, we're gonna learn how to play.
We're gonna learn.
Hey,
oh,
we're gonna learn.
There's a learning process.
I'm gonna learn. He's gonna learn first.
He's gonna learn. He's gonna learn me up.
Hey, Clint.
Yes.
Tip the laptop head a little more so you can get the. All right, ready?
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Wait, can someone move that sign?
Okay. How do I sign in as myself on Xbox?
So, this is your left side, this is your right side.
This is what you're saying. This is on the left?
That's, yes. Okay, the strafe, you go left, strafe right, you go right.
So if I go
forward.
To the right, it'll hurt you right now.
Well, I will move, trust me.
Just press it!
But you need both thumbsticks.
I can't, so what does this one do?
That up,
powers
down,
the
down,
entire
left,
right
left,
side.
Right.
This powers the entire right, left
oh,
side.
Oh, Jesus
You go forward, you go like that. Reverse. Okay.
Oh, there's like a tank.
Yes.
Oh, hang on. If it's like a tank,
it's
I can
better
do,
than
I,
a tank.
I can do this then.
It.
Or not.
No.
I can't do that?
To turn, go left and forward.
Left and forward. This is not like Tron.
Yes.
In Tron, you go left and... I want to just do a circle.
Right. The carpet won't let you.
You blaming the carpet?
I am.
Left and front. And I'm going
so
forward.
So you want this one up here, like that. Now you're circle strafing, kind of.
I'm coming for you.
Okay. Are you ready
Make
to...
Make it stop! Now what?
Ready to upgrade now?
I don't understand what the right thumb does.
The right thumb
In
control...
In Quake, it does my head, and my head is not moving.
I know. Okay, so now... Now you've learned to walk. Now we'll crawl. And now we run.
All right.
Okay. Now, I suggest hold your hands out like this.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Further out.
Are they too
sweaty? Further out. Okay?
Did you take the shine off my forehead?
Done. Okay? So now, as soon as you get the feel for it,
okay,
mouse over with your right hand to the power button.
Pick up the bowling ball.
Hand forward.
Hand forward.
Yes. Okay? You're live now. You should be live.
I want to go this way.
See?
This is hard, dude. You make it look really... whose fault is that, though? Okay, I want to go right. Help me. How do I go that way?
Okay, wait. Let's back her up. Back her up.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay, now I want to go over towards accordion guy.
To turn, have one hand there, the other hand up here. So you want to be like that.
I want to turn, though. I don't want to strafe. All right, I'm just going to back into you now. That's all I know how to do.
Hey, Clint, show him how to strafe.
I still don't know what it does.
Strafing is right there and right there, and we'll strafe you that way.
All right, and then this way.
Yes, this took me a couple days to figure out.
I just want to do this. This is more fun. This is just like the Segway. That's awesome. Thank you for letting me play with that.
Okay.
Now, how do I get out without hurting myself?
Right hand, bring it to there. Actually.
So that's not what I wanted to do.
No.
Oh, no. What? Stop.
You broke my toy.
Okay.
Here, right
push.
Hand.
Ah! Dude. I'm going to put my hands here.
This is going to be the most awkward
phaser on overload.
Ever. What did you do? You broke my toy.
Is it touchscreen?
You can press escape.
Pull the thing. USB.
There.
That's yeah! Yeah, I was pretty good at that.
No.
Thank you very much. That was awesome, dude. Did I break it?
No. Okay, booting up.
What happened?
What? I don't know.
Didn't like
it? No.
Oh, goodbye. He's going to drive away. I love those wheels.
Well,
that is amazing.
We're going to play the Sad Hulk song, the walk-off song. No? So you can do cool stuff like, you know.
Yes. That was perfect.
So we're circle strafing. We're circle strafing.
Do that again. That was awesome. The courtship of Eddie's father. I think we can cut now, Nick.
I like how he actually knew what song to play, too.
How can you go?
So if you want to, we can actually even drive one? A diagonal.
How about the entertainer? Oh.
See, you know, that's the funny thing is everyone assumes it's a Captain Kirk chair, but he never had a chair like this.
No, it's Captain Pike.
Captain Pike?
Yes, when Christopher Pike was crippled and he had a cap.
I will also accept a Professor Xavier chair. Pardon?
All right, I think we'll cut it right now.
All right, I think we get
much.
The point.
Goodbye. We're out.
All right, have a big hand.
That was awesome, dude.